Can you sort that before you go, please?
Chris barked at me before spinning round and marching off. As manager, he was always rushing around the inn telling us all what to do. I turned to see the receptionist Claire on the phone, but giving me a sympathetic eye roll. I grimaced in return before I headed towards the lounge. As housekeeping manager, I had come to dread the words big mess, and the sight that greeted me reminded me why. Someone had knocked a whole jug of orange juice off a table, and it had spilled across the marble floor and covered one of the cream chairs as well. I knew all the housekeeping staff were sorting out the rooms ready for the guest switchover, and with so little of my shift left, I knew it would be faster just to clean it up myself. Silently cursing whoever had invented sticky orange juice, I tucked in a stray strand of hair that had come out of my bun and set to work with a mop and bucket and industrial-strength fabric cleaner. My shift ended when I was only halfway done.
"You're still here?"
One of the housekeeping team, Ellie, spotted me as she passed by with her trolley. "Oh," she said, seeing what I was doing. "Let me finish that and then you can head home." I leaned against the mop and gave her a grateful smile. "Oh, you're a lifesaver. I'm meeting friends for drinks and I need a large one after today." "It's after every day for me," she replied, taking the mop from me and waving me off. I didn't need telling twice, and I hurried into the staff room and over to my locker, where I grabbed my bag and pulled my teddy bear coat on over my in-uniform of black trousers and white blouse. Then I rushed out to the lobby before anyone else could find something for me to do. It was a chilly September evening, and once outside, I could see my breath on the air as I walked towards my car. Behind me, the inn was lit up for the evening. The mock Tudor building sat in a valley surrounded by rolling green hills, and I'd always enjoyed working there, until a couple of years ago when it was taken over by a big chain and refurbished inside, taking away all its character, in my opinion. Now we were less about making guests feel like they were in a home from home, and more about hosting conferences and hitting sales targets. I no longer loved my job, but I had no idea what to do about it. Climbing into my car, I turned my phone on and it lit up with several notifications. I checked in case it was my friend rearranging our plans for tonight, but I realised they were all from Facebook. And when I saw the name Mark Edwards, I couldn't help but take a peek before I drove home. I instantly regretted it when I saw the status update from my ex-boyfriend that had created a frenzy of replies, likes and shares. Mark Edwards is engaged to Pearl Simmons. "Okay, now I need two large drinks," I said aloud to myself before switching on the engine, turning up the radio and driving away from the inn, needing the sanctuary of my Highlands village, Glendale, because this really had been a disastrous day. It was about a 20-minute drive from Glen Marshes to Glendale, and I always felt better once the sights of the village I had lived in all my life came into view. But tonight, it wasn't providing quite the same comfort it usually did. I'd been feeling stuck at work for a long time, and seeing Mark's news was a reminder that my personal life was just as uninspiring. We had split up when the chain took over as he had been offered a transfer to one of their city hotels, and he'd jumped at the opportunity, despite the fact that it meant leaving me behind. I drove into the Glendale Arms car park and was relieved to see that my best friend Anna's car was already there. I needed a friendly face right now. I'd grown up going to the pub for family meals and then for fun teenage nights out, and now I often met my friends there for a glass of wine after work on a Friday night. I hurried out of my car and walked inside, where the sight of a crackling log fire was immediately...